Today from the Ohio Newsroom, honest conversations about gun violence. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Gun violence is a leading cause of death for young people in Ohio, and the problem is especially severe in Cuyahoga County, where the gun homicide rate is more than twice that of the state average. Marlene Harris-Taylor is the director of Engage Journalism with Ohio Newsroom member station IdeaStream Public Media, and she's the executive producer and a co-host of the podcast Living for We, which is now in its second season. It's exploring solutions to the gun violence epidemic. Hi, Marlene.
Hey, Erin.
One theme of this podcast is that youth on both sides of the gun are victims of gun violence, the person in front of the gun and the one pulling the trigger. How does this series explore that dual impact?
Yeah, in episode one, we hear from two young men who are what's called active on the streets, which means that they're actually out there robbing people, shooting people. How often, Erin, do we even think about the person that's pulling the gun, other than to think about them as a criminal? They need to be thrown in jail. And absolutely, people need to be held accountable for their actions. But what we found is that often there's a trauma that's happened in that person's life who ends up being the one pulling the trigger.
Yeah. Well, one of the conversations from that first episode really stood out to me. It was with a young man who started carrying a gun when he was maybe 12 or 13 years old after witnessing a shootout involving his father.
I felt powerless in that because I couldn't do nothing. I couldn't choose my own fate. I had to rely on somebody else. So from that very moment, I got a gun.
How did these conversations shape your perspective on gun violence? What did you learn about the cycle of violence?
Before we even recorded one episode of the podcast, we held 5 listen and learn sessions across Northeast Ohio, where we worked with grassroots organizations that are in the gun violence space, and they brought together people for us to just listen to. At 10, 11, 13, they're picking up the gun for the first time, and it gives them this sense of power. But we also heard that they're picking up the guns often because they feel like this is what I see everywhere. These are the role models. The other young man on the podcast talks about how his mom was a single mom. She needed help. And he felt like at that early age that he had to be the man in the house. And he had no other way of getting income other than using a gun.
Yeah, those stories aren't easy to hear. Obviously, there's no simple way to eradicate gun violence, but what kinds of solutions did you hear about from people who work in the field?
Yeah, so in each episode, we feature someone, a grassroots person who's working with particularly young men, but sometimes young women. Because one thing we know, Erin, guns aren't going anywhere, right? There's going to be no changes in Ohio law anytime soon or on the federal level. And as we learned through the podcast, a gun is easier for people to get than a cell phone. Just think about that for a minute. So what else can be done? And what we found through so many conversations is there needs to be a trusted person who possibly has been a part of that life, who that young person can then relate to and find a new role model, a different kind of role model. Somebody who's now seen another way of living and can help show them another way.
Can other Ohio cities take away these lessons too?
Absolutely. And that's our hope, that not only other Ohio cities, but also cities across the country. Because as we know, this gun violence issue is everywhere.
That was Marlene Harris-Taylor, executive producer and co-host of the podcast Living for We. Its second season, Keep Your Head Up, is out now. Find it wherever you listen to podcasts. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.